Welcome back.
We are back
again,
better than ever. Welcome back to a new week. Here we are, and I am exhausted. It is 8:45.
I know. I'm like,
well, you're pregnant, and I texted Gigi saying like I can't breathe in my pants today. And I came over and I told her that I couldn't breathe and I saw her look me up and down like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I literally can't breathe. I have a fucking baby. But
I will say that I did text her and I said, I don't know how you're pregnant. Like I can't breathe and I'm not pregnant. And I saw her look me up and down when I got here and she was just like, yeah, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. I like had a mental breakdown today about, it's just like crazy because it's like getting so much closer.
When are you due? Or what month are you okay saying?
Due in December.
Okay, so it's close.
Shitting my pants.
What are you most nervous about?
I think just like, I don't know what.
Have you taken the Moz classes?
No, I've been watching, I forget what she is, this amazing woman.
Do you even need to take Lamaze classes?
No, I literally no.
I feel like that was like a trend.
I'm just going to go with it, and I don't want to prepare myself to like think the worst, even though I've watched like every video. I really have. Holy shit. It's like very fascinating, the whole birth of it all. I'm calm in that sense. I'm not freaked out about having a baby because like one, I literally talked in detail with like people about this, and like I know what to expect. I'm just praying that the fucking
epidural
works, because some people, like my one friend, she's like, yeah, like the left side of my body was numb and the right wasn't, and I was like, I can't. I'll be like, nope, we're not doing this. Not doing this.
Baby's gotta stay in.
We're gonna wait another few weeks or something. So that's like, that's, I'm fine. I think it's just like, am I gonna wake up, like am I gonna sleep through, like, and all that. And they, like, everyone says the same thing, like your maternal instincts like kick in, like that's like
sleep what, through what,
like if he's crying at night, and oh, like that freaks me out. And then like the whole postpartum thing, which I'm gonna like openly talk about, I think, on
oh, I
here,
hope
but,
you
like,
do, because I
the whole
love.
Experience of going, people say like you kind of go crazy because you're literally just like sleeping, eating, feeding the baby. You could go crazy because it's every few hours. And like I just remember someone that I know, the baby was just like cluster feeding nonstop, and she was like at a point where she didn't know left or right, and very emotional, but like keeping it in. I just was like sitting with her and I was like, it's gonna be okay. Like I didn't know,
because
I was
a lot to go through.
Yeah, so that's the part I'm nervous about, is the coming off, the hormones, all that stuff. Like that is like,
do your hormones just drop off after you have the baby, or you
no
still?
I don't know, like they were saying it takes a while, like maybe 6 months or so for them to balance out, but like you're still going to have them. So it's, I know it's going to be a lot. Like my body's already being put through the ringer. It's crazy. Just like the little things, like I had gas and I thought I was having contractions.
Yeah. Braxton Hicks.
My doctor probably thinks I'm fucking crazy because I call for everything.
No, that's, I
literally
that.
Do, because it's like, and like something too, we were talking about last week, I'm like alone most of the time. So it's just scary. So that part, oh my God. So it's getting closer. I'm freaking out. My stomach is just like, I think it grows every day. Every day I wake up and it's pointing out more. And like another thing I wanted to talk about too, which I think it's like not talked about, how some moms will be like, oh my God, you're so tiny. Like, I'm not tiny, because like I've gained like 30 pounds, I think.
Really?
I didn't know you until you were pregnant.
You were well into your pregnancy.
I've gained like 25, 30 pounds, I think. I'm pretty positive. The last time I was on the scale, I think I was like 20 pounds up, and I think I've gained like 5 pounds more, just like knowing, like looking at my body. But like when moms will say like, oh, like you're so tiny compared to what I was, and it's like, oh, almost shaming, because like then you're in your head, oh my God, is the baby not developing?
Oh yeah.
So you're thinking that part. Like telling my one friend Katie that, I hate when people say that to me. One, I'm not, and it's women that have had like multiple babies where you like, you'll like, your belly is bigger like when you have more kids. And I don't know, sometimes like moms don't even show until they're like 9 months pregnant. I'm literally, you can tell that I am, but like in my head I'm oh my God, is my baby not developing? And like I know he's healthy, because obviously I know he is, but it's like a mental thing. So I was like, if we could just all stop saying that your belly's not that big, even though I know and I feel that it is, let's just stop doing that.
I think it's a great transition to what we're talking about as well, like just the way that you're told about your body, and then the way that you then feel about your body, and it's all coming from probably a good place and for you.
Yeah,
but it's just like, oh, the secondhand thoughts that come from it.
It is. It's, and like going into this episode that we're going to be talking about, the body image and like the standards that were set. And this, I was like very excited for this because I went through a lot of this growing up with my mom. And it like still plays a role in my life.
We'll talk about what we're talking about
first. Yeah. So we're going to talk about Teddy Mellencamp, who is a former cast member of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Her dad is like a famous singer. I think it's John Mellencamp.
John Hoosier Mellencamp. How do you know? Oh, you're not from the Midwest.
Yeah.
John Hoosier Mellencamp.
So that's her father. And she did not change her name when she got married. So she's obviously banking off of her father's last name. But she has this program. It's called All In. It is a short-term diet plan where it like you're literally eating like nothing.
Nothing.
It is like 500 to 700 calories a day. And you're also running cardio. You're not allowed to lift weights or gain muscle. You're basically like starving yourself in order to lose the weight. And it's called All In, and it's an accountability program.
All In by Teddy. Do you have a highlight on this?
Yes. So it's okay. Called All In.
So we have this, Gigi has the screenshots. So if you are interested after the end of this podcast to go see some of the screenshots and everything that she said, I would go to the highlight and you can see it all there.
Yep. And I want to tell everyone too, trigger warning, yes, because some of these meal plans are triggering if you've ever suffered from an eating disorder or have those tendencies in a way to think. They are triggering.
They were triggering to me. And I'm not going to, I mean, it's not necessarily pertinent, but I also struggle with an eating disorder. So when I was hearing the things that were sent to us, it was so beyond triggering. And I feel like I have a pretty good grasp on my, you know, intrusive thoughts. And, you know, I struggle every day, but like seeing all of this, the information and all of the, I would say, confessionals that we got and that you got, it was beyond triggering. So I think that we're not going to be mentioning all of those confessionals. I would say more so trigger warning on this podcast, but also to those looking into the highlight.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just feel like in this world, and we've talked about this so many times, there is just like a standard of like how you need to be with your body and like the weight that you need to be at or like how you need to look. Like, and it all distills from somewhere. And like, I literally say it, like, I feel like everyone can say it. It's like their mom. And, like, from their moms. And then, like, it goes on and on. But it, in my mind and, like, how it got started, like, for me. And, like, I never suffered from eating disorders. But it's messed me up mentally to hear it over and over again. Well, maybe if you just ran a little bit more. Or maybe things like that. I think in my head, I'm like, okay, well, I don't fit in these jeans. Or I should be a size 4 and I should be a size 6. Like, why do we think that way?
I want to say I think it is also so contrived from TV shows, podcasts, mm-hmm. books, media. And it's not necessarily like, I know that, what Kate Moss, says, her famous saying, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. Like that is the banner of what we shouldn't be thinking nowadays. But if you even think about, The Biggest Loser or all of these TV shows that were there, and are still there, it's the idea of rewarding yourself with food. Run so you can get that extra slice of pizza, mm-hmm. or do this so you can, you know, get that extra slice of cake. Rewarding yourself with food is definitely problematic because you're then saying if you didn't work hard enough, you don't deserve that food.
Yeah.
When I personally think, I understand that it's good to have structure in your life. And I know that food can be a very easy thing to control and put structure around.
I wish I had that.
it's not easy, but it's something that if you feel like you don't have control in your life, it's like, oh, I can control what I put in my body. So yeah, that'll make me feel like I have some type of control when I feel out of control everywhere else. But I would say that having the structure in food is just a very dangerous mentality and rewarding yourself with food. And I think that we're not here to solve why people have eating disorders or why it's, you know, horrible. But what we're going to be getting into at Teddy Mellencamp is the fact that this is now brought into literally a point of, here you should stop eating and you need to malnutrition your body.
Yeah.
And that unfortunately is the foundation of you need to look a certain way in order to feel and be a good person almost. Yeah. And that's not the way it should go. And I know everyone listening, we all know this, right? But it's so much easier said than done. So we're going to get into what she has done, what she is currently doing, and where she started. And then I think we'll recap at the end about why, again, it's so problematic.
Yeah. So, again, Teddy started this program, and she says it, that she started this because she wanted to hold herself accountable. She suffered, or she literally uses the word suffered. She suffered with weight gain and being overweight younger, and it was very hard for her to keep on point. So she started, like, dieting and doing this program herself and turned it into this accountability group where she would train coaches. And then they would recruit people to come on to do the plan. And these were people that they would, like, fill out questionnaires and make sure that they were right for the program. And, again, this is a diet that's, like, a two-week type of thing. That it's, like, you're on 2 weeks, you're off, and then you're back on, like, depending on what you pay for. The program's, like, $600. And within that, you get a coach who's literally, like, harassing you in text messages. You'll get the meal plans, which are, like, bare minimum, and then, like, the workouts and stuff that you have to do.
And none of these people are certified.
None of them are certified.
Or at least that's not, like, a qualification. Like, they don't need to be certified in order to be these coaches. I'm sure, I mean, maybe some of them have been certified in the past, but, like, it's
no, none of them has, none of them do. There's a Healthline magazine covered this and went through every coach. None of them have certifications. You don't have to. There's no laws against it, I don't think. Yeah. I'm not sure. I can't quote myself on
Beachbody,
that.
I mean.
Well, I know. And that's, but what they're doing is so dangerous, 100%. So when Teddy started this program, this was before she was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So
it was, okay.
It was, like, probably 100 women that she had on this, that she had, like, doing this. And they were literally consuming maybe 500 calories a day.
Really? Bible?
Bible. And within those 500 calories, they were running for an hour.
Yeah, there was 60 minutes of that you needed to do of cardio.
Yes.
And if and not weightlifting, not nothing. It was had to be cardio.
So basically when you sign up, you say you're interested, they send you this email and they say, this is what's going to happen. You cannot lift weights. You cannot eat X amount of calories. These are the different cardios that we're going to do. And if you are okay with all of this, we're going to move you into the next step. So after that, the person then gets sent an NDA because you are not allowed to talk about anything that is done in this program. Smart on her part.
Mm-hmm.
But people were just like, because of the fucked up nature of all this, people were like, if I can be anonymous, I'll show you everything. So you then sign an NDA, and then you send the Venmo or PayPal. Back then, I think it was she did everything on Venmo, and then she moved to PayPal. And now I think she has PayPal and Affirm on her website that you can pay through. So you pay it, and then you are assigned a coach. And
do you want to talk about how it's explicitly said that you must, if you're using PayPal, pay through
family? Oh, yes. Yeah. So you have to pay with that on PayPal through family and friends.
Said in the welcome email.
In the welcome email. It literally
specifically says, if you are going to pay through PayPal, please make sure it's through family and friends. This is an LLC business.
And it's illegal to do this, guys.
Totally. Because the reason why it's legal is because the tax rate on friends and family is different than the tax on, I guess, business to business,
mm-hmm.
vendor to vendor.
Yep.
And so it's just a scam. It's trying to find a loophole.
She's evading taxes. Yeah. So you make the payment, you get put into a group, and basically on a day-to-day basis, you are liable and you have to send every picture of your meal. You have to send yourself on the scale in the morning and on the scale at night. Mm-hmm. And these coaches are to the point where they literally are like, we know that you have gotten off this diet if you are 1 or 2 pounds over. And if you eat too much or you put too much on your plate, they tell you, encourage you to skip a snack mm-hmm. or skip this. Or you ate the snack too late, so maybe you should, like, skip dinner. Like, sick
and we're not
shit.
Paraphrasing.
Like,
we're not
these are paraphrasing. Text messages.
We've seen, like, and again, on the highlight and Gigi's profile, there was lentils on a plate, and one of the coaches said, I think that, you know, that was too big of a portion. Mm-hmm. You should either you eat that and you don't have a snack because that's too big of a portion. And the responses from these ladies are completely brainwashed because they're saying, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. Or, you know, I know it's a bigger portion, but I did extra cardio today or something like that. They're justifying the portions of their food.
And I think it's also important to point out is how they're targeting these women. They are going after women that are literally at their wit's end and feel like they have no other place to turn but to these programs because they have tried everything and they cannot lose weight.
And it's a celebrity name.
Well, yeah. And like,
do we know how many people are involved in this
there's got to be like 25,000 women that she has literally done this program with. And what I don't understand is how it's continuing. I mean, I get it because she went on Bravo and it blew up. And like, I talked to a coach about all this, and she was like, I truly believe that when Teddy started this program, it really did start out as a sisterhood and a way to try and make us like be accountable for our health and everything. And it just like the fame got to her head. So like fast forward after like before she got on the Beverly Hills, she gets onto the Beverly Hills. Everyone like loves Teddy and the program takes off. Thousands upon thousands of people are signing up for this program. And you'll see now still there are some influencers that are promoting this program and I don't even know how, and they're like good influencers, and some of these people are like, why are they doing that? And I'm like, I don't know. I have no explanation for you. I have no explanation for you.
I'm on your highlight now, and it says via Healthline that the website currently lists 34 coaches whose careers range from property management to marketing. Not one of the coaches is a registered dietitian or medical expert. So that in and of itself, you're correct.
And the most dangerous thing of this all, there is a clip from Real Housewives that Teddy, I'm pretty positive, and
go ahead.
I can Teddy like states that she has had issues with eating disorders growing up. And I don't know if she still suffered from them, but she definitely like had said that on the show where she had suffered from them. So imagine having someone like that who's triggered, who has faced eating disorders and is in this program developing these plans that are like minimal calories, harassing these women to the point where they are scared and feel like they are victims almost, essentially, in this program. And they have nothing else to do but to be complicit because they want to please the coaches, and they want to be in a sense that they're doing the right thing, and that when their coaches say great job, they're doing great. So it's like, eat less, great job.
So I think, I always say that's my filler word. I think. I recently talked to my therapist about a diet that I wanted to do, and it was similar to Teddy's. And it wasn't by any famous influencer. It was by a girl that I actually know. It was very, very structured, very much like, you know, weighing your food. I essentially wanted to lose weight, and I used the excuse of holding myself accountable, eating the right foods, putting it in my body, not eating just crap all the time. And I wasn't even scared or nervous or even thought that I would get any sort of response from my therapist. And I am saying this because I feel like the idea of holding yourself accountable and it being a very structured thing in your life seems like a great idea. But the structure and the way that you're limiting yourself in such a way is not structure. It's really an eating disorder. So it's tendencies of an eating disorder. So for people out there, it's good to be structured, but when you are literally refraining from eating and you're only eating a certain amount of calories and you're doing all of this, it's just problematic. It can lead to triggers that give you more and more desires to just not eat. So I think that's exactly what she did. She was like, this is helping me. I'm holding myself accountable. Now I'm going to hold other people accountable and look what it's turned into. Mm-hmm. It's exactly the mentality of, it's just a problematic mentality that will lead to exactly what Teddy has now. So it might've started out fine, but look where it ended.
Yes. And it's still going, which is crazy. But like the thing is with that, like what that coach said, it started out really well. It was about sisterhood. It was about holding ourselves accountable. We were helping women in that sense. But then as soon as she hit the spotlight on Beverly Hills, it was all about...
It sounded like she didn't know how to scale her business.
She didn't.
Yeah, it sounded like, okay. And
like $8 million worth of people signing up under friends and family.
You posted that screenshot of...
Isn't that insane?
So Gigi posted a screenshot, let me find it, of someone that did very basic math. Gigi and I are not
bravo ducking bravo,
there we go. And we're not gonna let you guys can go to the screenshot, but it was like lowballing the amount of money that Teddy would have made.
It's like 15,000 followers, like 8.3 something million.
It's like, let's just say that she has this many people join because she's said that in the past, and let's lowball that, and let's assume one third of her clients stop after so like they really break it down, and it's like at the bare minimum she would owe this much money. She would owe like 14. That would mean that a conservative estimate, not accounting for multiple months or years, looks like this. Like $8 million that she made. and that she owes a lot of money to PayPal.
And she's like, how is that not getting flagged? I mean, and then I know how it's not getting flagged, because it's like sometimes the coaches get paid through that one. It's filtered different ways in that sense. But like, the money aside, it's like this woman is a menace of health. Yeah. And like dieting.
So we have, I did look up on YouTube, and let's just kind of, there was like, if you type in All In by Teddy Mellencamp, first four videos, dietitian gives an honest review of weight loss program All In by Teddy, not good. Weight loss cult, Teddy Mellencamp All In program. Dietitian reviews Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Teddy Mellencamp's All In. This is so dangerous. Selling Starvation, the shameful case of Teddy Mellencamp. Just right off the bat.
And, like, I was shocked last week or 2 weeks ago. I saw Good Morning America had her on the show.
No.
I think it was literally them or the other morning show.
Whatever. A morning show had
like,
her?
Yes. And she's literally talking about how great this program is. And she's forcing, like, the diets that I'm talking about, like, it's, like, literally, can you pull up the menu and talk through it? Or I can talk through it.
I got it right here.
So, literally.
Just find it. Do you know how to work it on the laptop? It's your highlight. If you can use your phone.
Okay. So the menu.
Talking to the microphone.
All right. So in these group chats, you'll go in with the coaches and they will send you a text of what you need to eat. So here's a text that I'm reading you from one of the coaches. And it says, and I quote, "For breakfast, you can have oatmeal with blueberries or strawberries or two egg whites with one slice of Dave's Killer Bread. And then in quotation says, the thin sliced one. Lunch is either brown rice with veggies, lentils with cucumber and tomato, or 4 ounce of chick or fish with green veggies, or chicken or fish with a salad. No cheese and a little balsamic vinegar as dressing. Soup for dinner, obvs."
Like, obviously you would have soup for dinner.
"Snacks stay the same. Cardio the same. You will get one cheat meal a week on that same day that you can have two drinks. For your cheat meal, I would strongly suggest discussing with me first and staying away from white carbs. If you cheat for dinner, soup at lunch." Like, those are triggering. It says, if you are going to, or said, I need proof hour cardio every time throughout the day. You are allowed to have one coffee a day with a touch of almond or coconut milk and a green tea if you are a caffeine person. And then it says in capital letters, "I need proof of everything. The scale each morning tells me if something is skewed." It says, "Good news, if you eat out for any reason, and the restaurants have these food options as well, but for the most part, prep."
The fact that it says you are allowed this. Most meal plans say, this is what I recommend. You don't say you are allowed. It's just so dismissive and like authoritative.
Exactly. So then I started asking the followers, like, why did you join this program? Like, what made you stay? And this woman said, it's a scam. She's targeting vulnerable people who are in a chapter of possibly not feeling 100% about their bodies. Maybe I love my body, ? That's the thing I hate the most. Thanks for sliding into my DMs and making me question if I'm worthy. So, like, it's literally a take on Beachbody, but a more expensive version of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, these people are preying on them. And, like, now it's, like, at the point because she is who she is, there is a wait list to get into this program.
Well, is it, and this is me being curious, is it more of like an MLM? Because are the coaches really benefiting off of recruiting?
No, so they don't get paid by people
joining. They get paid by Teddy.
They get paid by Teddy.
Or the business, all in.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be a different.
But she's got people that are targeting.
Of course. It's still, there's targeting of, you know, postpartum, people, you know, just having a baby, postpartum, all that kind of stuff. The same mentality, but we will say that they, as far as we know, these coaches are not getting paid to recruit people in.
Yep. This one, like, did it for me. And I was this is sick. This person said, my cousin did the postpartum version. So there's a jumpstart, and it's a 2-week introductory program that claims to provide a full detox and help you reconfigure your lifestyle. Then there's a weight and workout. So after you complete at least 6 weeks of the all-in, so you have to complete the jumpstart program.
Have to complete the jumpstart program.
Yes,
too.
In order to be a coach. After you complete that, you then can do the weight and watch. So, and this is a program that you send daily check-ins of your body weight. So like the weight part is not you lifting weights. It's literally sending fucking pictures of your body weight and exercise regimen of your account from your accountability coach,
which does not include like, it's all cardio.
Coaches offer then advice and daily accountability pushes. These coaches that are not nutritionists, that are not certified dietitians, that are nothing, are you're sending them your weight, and then they're giving you advice.
Tell us the third one.
And then the postpartum program, which I'm going to get into right now. And this is for women who were, like, past 6 weeks of their after having a baby. And basically, they do this program. So this woman reached out to me and said, my cousin did this postpartum version of All In and had some major medication complications from the redirections it placed on her body. Teddy Mellencamp has 0/ reputable educations, certifications, continued educations regarding nutrition or the human body. She simply has Mellencamp as the last name. My cousin is now 33, but her doctor advised her to stop the program immediately as her body was essentially shutting down. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine having, like, there's not even, like, I'll get into that after this. It ruined her mental health for months. It was 100% contributed to a long-term distorted eating, negative food dissociation. That's really what it is. Mm-hmm. They are putting a negative connotation to food, mm-hmm. and you then are like, okay, this is bad for me. I don't want it.
I don't deserve the food. This is not what I haven't worked hard enough, or, you know, I cheated, so I don't deserve this food. It's definitely a negative association with food.
It's sick. Yeah. It is sick. And what she's doing is, like, imagine being a new mommy and you're breastfeeding. You need, like, 2,000 calories a day. These programs are, like, 500 to 700 calories. So, one, like, you completing these, and I'm not saying that every mom is, like, breastfeeding, but, like, you're not even making enough calories for your child. Mm-hmm. It's dangerous. And the fact that she's running these programs for postpartum is scary.
Yeah. And it wasn't just that one person. We sift through the DMs, and there are many people that their doctors said that their body was shutting down. Totally terrifying. And I think it's important to note that you will 150 million% lose weight if you do this program. Like, you will.
But it comes back.
You will gain it right back. Like, everyone.
The same message.
Yeah, the same message that we got consistently was, like, yeah, I lost weight. I hated myself. I, you know, was really malnutritioned. I was getting dizzy. I wasn't my best version of myself. And guess what? I gained it all back within, like, 3 months. And some of them said more, because they were just trying to overcompensate. Their body was trying to overcompensate for the malnutrition, which is a thing. Your body goes into starvation, and then it's like, oh, I'm receiving the nutrients I need, and it holds on to the fat. So your body gains more weight. It's so bad. Same with eating disorders. That happens all the time when you, like, go periods without eating and then you gain a lot of weight.
That's what someone said. They were true. She was trying to conceive and she was doing this program and she hadn't received her period in, like, 2 months mm-hmm. because of what this was doing to her. And her husband was like, you need to stop this. Like, he was like, if you want to have kids, like, you need to stop starving yourself. Because it's literally what they're doing. It was a consistent message across all boards. And granted, there was, like, two women that reached out to give me their experience. And we're, like, upset that they were seeing this. But at the end, they were like, I loved my coaches. I love the program.
Yeah, I think it's important to note that.
But I would never do it again.
Oh.
So it's like they loved the coaches, but, like, what, they would never do it again. So it's like, it's still, like, that's great that your coaches were great, but the program itself, like, the program itself teaches you to, like, borderline have an eating disorder.
So let's play, like, a devil's advocate, right? So let's say that you have a great coach, because we did get those responses. And let's say that you have a mentality where you can say, like, okay, I will, because it's all being photoed in, right? Like, people can kind of modify as they wish. So technically, you can make the whole thing work in a sense, but if they would never do it again, it's just not the way that they have the parameters set up. And if you don't cheat, you are not getting enough nutrients or not enough food into your body to really, you're not getting enough nutrients in your body to even lift weights. That's why they tell you not to lift weights. They only want you to do cardio. Yes. So the fact that, like, they correlate. You're not eating enough. Therefore, you cannot lift weights because all you can do is really walk on a treadmill, run.
Your body's literally, like, depleting.
Yep. And you have no muscle. You have no muscle. Because that's literally what their muscle weighs more than fat. So they're trying to get rid of the muscle. Guys, it is, I didn't even, I when I saw these things, I was like, I cannot believe. I think diets are problematic. This is beyond.
So here's someone, it's anonymous. She said, I can speak to the All-In Teddy program. It is absolutely insane. They put you in a group chat with three quote-unquote support coaches. They are stick thin and ask you to take photos of yourself in a bathing suit, to take photos or to take a pic on the scale and every single thing you eat and every day you have to do this. And if you don't send a pic of you on the scale, continuously text you until you do. The food you are supposed to eat is basically nothing. No carbs, not even any protein. It's like you can eat broth in the soups. And it was like beyond. I felt like shit and dizzy. I told them they had like no advice and told me to drink more water. I spent money on this and it seemed like they just were like, well, this is it, with no motivation or advice for me when I wasn't feeling well. Ultimately, I said, I can't do this anymore because it's making me feel like I'm going to faint and I felt like a failure. So they were like, okay, sounds good. And then I never heard from them again. I just feel like she's promoting women to have eating disorders. Not sure how it's qualified health advice to live on soup.
Do you have any that you saved from the past coaches?
Yeah.
I think the one that you had from the coach that said, like, it turned into this thing where it wasn't helping.
Yep. So then, like, guys, I went and reached out to a coach because, like, someone who was in this program for, like, a few months, she was giving me all the information of the coaches that left, because there was a lot of coaches that left that were like, this is not what we think
it was. They had to send in pictures themselves, by the way. Like, they were held accountable to doing all these things as well.
So I reached out to her, and she goes, well, what questions do you have for me? Can I remain anonymous? And I said, absolutely. My first question is, why did you leave? So she says, there's a lot of reasons, but I think number one reason was that I was being pulled from the values I believe in to able to fit into the mold of a celebrity weight loss before and afters. That my worth was only being measured by the number of the scale. We still had to weigh in weekly. The coaches had to weigh in to Teddy.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
It got to the point where I was afraid to send my scale pick in because I was a few pounds over my goal. And heaven forbid I post anything on social media that was off plan. So, like, it's also a mental mind fuck, like you said, to the coaches. It's like, what power does this woman, Teddy, have over people? And, like, why are we continuing this program? And it's like, and maybe it's because people don't speak out about it like this a lot, or it's like not on main platforms where like you have that aha moment, like, holy shit, this program is not good for me. And I don't even know why I even thought that it was type of situation. It's like, maybe it's like that scene, light scene with Beachbody.
Again, it's masked by you're helping yourself. You are, you know, you're helping yourself in so many ways more than just like what's being put in your body, because the healthy things you're putting in your body create structure, and then you're structured in your life. And that means you have control over what you're doing. And it starts with the things you put in your body. And so it's kind of masked by the hey girl mentality of, you know, this is going to help you, because again, there's so many things in the media that promote this kind of, any diet kind of promotes this mentality, but this is, I would say, a million times way worse. It's just like beyond problematic.
And then she says, at first you really thought you were helping women. Nothing feels better than helping someone feel their best, right? But then what do you do when they come back to you with all that weight back because it wasn't sustainable? Like, that is every single person that said it. They gain the weight back.
That's just, that's what's going to happen.
And literally you keep coming back for more. And you keep spending your money and turning your wheels. And it's like the same, it's like insanity. You keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
And again, I think it goes back to what she said, where it's almost as if Teddy really believes this mentality as well. So it's, I don't know if I believe that Teddy is sitting up in bed being like, how can I screw these women over? I think she's just as sick.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
She's probably the most sick out of them all.
It's scary that she's running this program because she is sick. She is sick in her head about this whole thing. And that's why I said, it's like, how does someone like that have so much power and so much touch, like, to so many people? Like,
or how are the people involved in her business saying that this is a good idea? You don't think that someone's come? I mean, there's YouTube videos, and like, it's like, how is she in denial and convincing herself?
Because I think that they're all weak women, and weak in a sense where they think what they're doing is good and they're helping people.
Exactly.
And I think they were molded exactly how she wanted, because I think they've been there for like a year or so, maybe longer. But a lot of the ones that have consciences and like think that, like, and know that what they were doing was wrong have already left.
Have you seen the documentary The Way Down?
Oh my God, yeah.
So
it's like literally,
guys,
that.
I mean, finish this and go watch it. HBO Max. It is with, I can't remember her name, leader of a cult. And she promotes, stop bowing down to the fridge and bow down to Jesus. Yeah. So it was a huge thing in like the early 2000s, late 90s, where you like, Jesus helped you put down and put away the food. And it was, again, another media mentality of like, this is why starving yourself is way better. And they, and this woman, I want to say Carol Baskin, but I know that's
I want to say Carol Baskin too.
This woman on the way down is the documentary. She created a religion and she profited off of it. And I agree that she was sick herself. Started out okay, and then she got completely taken over by the control, the power, and the money.
And that literally, it's because of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Teddy got a little bit of fame. It went to her head, and now she's like...
And people reinforced her, said, great job, keep doing it.
It's crazy that people are reinforcing her because of how dangerous this is. It's like this, it's every story is the same from all these women. Like, they literally were... They were taken advantage of, like this one. Here's another one. This sounds like my experience down from them, down to them dropping me the instant I didn't feel well and couldn't complete my 60 minutes of daily exercise. This experience triggered a lot of food issues for me as well, feeling super anxious whenever I stepped on the scale, to the point where I refused to step on one for a year. After this program, I went and gained 40 pounds in 2 years. I've since lost 20 by that healthy eating and moderate exercising, but I'm doing very slow and trying not to get back into the disordered eating and the exercising habits. Fuck Teddy and every pseudo-celeb like her that's making money off of screwing up women's lives. Then she says, for the same reason people sign up for Beachbody coaches, they prey on your vulnerabilities, your weakness, and they make promises of happy, healthy life with you in your new perfect skinny body.
Yep. Again, because it's being skinny means that you're doing things right. It is so beyond messed up. And it's all shadowed behind this good, hey, girl, you're doing the right thing mentality. And I think that it's not necessarily every woman and man, they're vulnerable when it comes to how they look, right?
Exactly.
So it's not even necessarily that you just gave birth, right? Like, those are the easy targets, unfortunately. But everyone wants to look good. Everyone is self-conscious. Like, very few people are like, you know what? I have no worries about how I look. That's just, it's the easiest way to make money if you're trying to prey on people. Like, focus on their looks and tell them that they could look better if they focus and do what you're doing.
Exactly. And like what we were talking about earlier, like when I was growing up, I literally heard over and over again, like, well, if you just ran a little bit more, or maybe if you just ate vegetables and yogurt for lunch, like, it could help you lose weight. And like my family would just like praise like working out. It was just like a weird thing, and it's like a concept, and you don't really think about it until like later in life. Mm-hmm. And you're like, that really did fuck me up, because now I overthink everything I eat, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't eat this, because like, I heard this here, and I'm like, okay, maybe that's not good for me, because it's like, it's distilled in your body. Like, maybe if you just ran, like, do you want to go running? Do you want to like go for a walk with me? Like, why?
And it should just be you're working. Like, if you're a healthy weight and it's not endangering your health, that is fine. And you should work out to get endorphins. You should work out to, you know, go on a walk because it'll get you some exercise, not because you need to get steps in or, you know, lose a couple pounds, or maybe that it's in your mind making you think that you can now eat another slice of something or whatever it may be. It should just be for the benefit of, like, working out does help your mental health. It does, but it shouldn't be taken. It's so easy just to take that another level of like, okay, now you need to really control it so you can control your weight, which can control, you know, your happiness in life.
Exactly. And I was talking to that woman who I just read. I was voice memoing her back and forth, and I said, and she kept saying like that she still thinks that way, that she's not good enough. And I said, I know it's like the easiest thing for me to say to you, but like, this is how I grasp it now, and that's why I'm okay. And I, like, when I hear digs from like family members about stuff, like about like weight and like how they worked out or how they ran something, and I'm like, I don't need to work out or brag about what I'm doing, because I'm happy
with
how
I look. Yes.
And I told her, I said, nobody knows your body better than yourself. You have to keep telling yourself that regardless of what people say from the outside, it doesn't fucking matter. If you feel like you are doing everything that you need to do and you are healthy and you are happy, that's all that matters. And like, yes, we are in a world where everybody is literally at your face and like telling you that you're not good enough and telling you that you need to lose weight and telling you that you need to look a certain way. But if we were all just to stop that and literally think about it, I am the one that knows my body. I am the one that is the genius of this. You don't get to define what my body looks like. I do that because it's my body and I know my body the best. If we were to just start trying to think that way and not overthink all this other bullshit, like I feel like to a start at some point, like we could literally get out of this crazy mold of having to be this stick thin, gross, like looking person.
The only person that you need to listen to is your doctor to make sure that you're okay.
Exactly.
Like that you're maintaining a healthy weight, that your cholesterol's good, that your, you know, everything is on point, and that's it. And that, it took me, my therapist had to tell me that. Like, are you healthy? Well, yeah. Could you be a little bit healthier? Sure. All right. Work on being a little bit healthier with the food that you put in your body. Work out a little bit. That's all you need. Like, you don't need to go overboard and then think that all these, you know, my therapist calls it monkey braining. You think one thing and then you go and latch onto another and then another. But I want to read about the packing the scales. Mm. From an anonymous source, was encouraged to do the same, pack a scale when I traveled. Encouraged was up at 3:30 in the morning to work out the day of my mother-in-law's funeral since I wouldn't be able to get in my 60 minutes otherwise. I was told to stay committed no matter who died, to pack food, basically nothing, to the gathering after the funeral instead of eating and drinking with everyone else to remember and celebrate a life well lived. Yes, I lost weight fast, and I gained most of it back within 3 months. My body was so relieved to be eating normally and having normal calories again, it overcompensated. I don't care. I actually love and accept my body more now after the trauma of starving myself for 4 months. All they want is the before and after pictures to continue to market this garbage program. And even if you say that you've had a good experience with this program, guys, it's not a healthy way. No, I would say and take to the grave that no dietitian or no nutritionist, rather, would say that this is healthy. No doctor, nothing.
And I just have to say this. Shame on Teddy. And if Teddy's listening to this or anyone on their team, shame on you for thinking that it's okay. And, like, look, maybe also because she deals with...
That's what I was going to say. Do we put shame on her?
Yes, okay. Because she is in a authoritative position where she is dictating this stuff. And it's like if you are not in a right state of mind to be able to be in that, to clearly think like, yes, this is literally the plan for me and this is literally how I should go. She's not. And she has ruined so many women's lives. And what she does is she gaslights and says, it's not me. It's just them trying to hate on me. And, like, we put the protocols in place to make sure that you're protected and make sure that, like, what we're doing is safe. But in reality, you ask any person, every day people, they're starving themselves. Their bodies are eating its way from the inside to the out.
Yep. And as much as she is to blame, correct, and she herself is gaslighting, she is also being gaslit by the people around her, encouraging her, saying, you know what, you're right, you're doing great, because they're making money, the business is booming. It's a vicious cycle. So I do believe that if you're not in the right state of, it's almost where I think, like, is there anyone around her saying, of course it's happened, and that's why I put blame on her. People have most definitely come up to her and said, your program has hurt me. You should not be doing this. And she then takes a conscious decision to keep going.
And says that you're wrong. It was your fault. You shouldn't have done it.
And even if people are telling her that she's right and to say, like, even if people are gaslighting her, it's still wrong.
And then she hides behind these other housewives. Like, it's crazy to me. I also heard that she body shamed one of the housewives' assistants into getting into her program and then shamed her the entire time. And that woman also suffered from issues because of, like, the she was in dancing and stuff and had already suffered from, like, body issues, and she made it worse. And that housewife is still friends with her. So it's like, they're all problematic. And it's like, at what point is your paycheck enough that you just walk away and you say, I'm sorry for what I did. Let's end the program. And I know it's not safe. And I know it's dangerous. And I know I'm putting you in a position that's basically a borderline eating disorder with the menus and what I'm doing. I'm making you think that the scale is not good. You should hate being above this weight. You should hate food. Like, everything is negative, and that's not how it should be. You should be happy about wanting to work out because you want to. Mm-hmm. And you should be happy about, like, cooking food. It shouldn't be something that's, like, a chore for you to do, or, like, something that's, like, negative. Like, oh, I have to put this meal down. Like, that is fucked up. Mm-hmm. That's fucked up that people thought like that. And people still think like that. Like, shit. Like, now I ate too many lentils for lunch, and yeah. Now I can't have a snack. Yep. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And unfortunately, that is, like, beyond Teddy's All-In program, which is just a fast track to this mentality. It's just so ingrained in our society. But that's why she's not being stopped, because yeah. It's like, oh, it looks okay, because it's already a problem in our society, and she's just made it into, like, a very big problem. This has, like, over, like, almost a million views. I just wanted to take a quick listen to see what this person said. It says, "Selling Starvation, the Shameful Case of Teddy Mellencamp."
A secret lifestyle program that you can only join after signing a non-disclosure agreement that demands participants be accountable at all times, but is run by someone accountable to no one. A program that demands its participants eat only 500 calories a day, about a third of the calories prisoners in Auschwitz were getting. A program that seems to set up its participants for failure and dependency. Am I talking about a cult, dear reader? This is the story of Teddy Mellencamp's diet program. How it fosters eating disorders. How it exploits the vulnerable. How it potentially endangers lives. And how, oh my, it seems to be avoiding paying taxes.
Dude, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Cease and desist, please. I want you to sue me.
All right, so we'll definitely post that link in the description, but I think that that's great to have that backed up by someone. The video doesn't have almost a million, but it has 557,000 views. And I think it's interesting that a guy is talking about it and seems very passionate about it. So yeah. We'll link that in the description. And it's just problematic, guys. Go look it up. Go follow Gigi and look at the highlight so you can, or just go to Gigi's page, look at the highlight so you can see for yourself. Is there anything else we want to cover?
No, I just, like, it's a very dangerous program, and I hope that you guys listen and really pay attention and don't get sucked into stuff like this. Like, it is just, it's really dangerous.
Or hopefully seeing that it can be problematic and how other programs like this can also be problematic. It's not a mentality that you want to adopt. It's just going to hurt you in the long run, and I'm speaking from experience. I deal with it every day. So I know a lot of people do as well. So we want to be, hopefully, you know, a voice of reason to everyone that does struggle with this and people that do not as well. All right. So we're going to wrap up. We will be back next week. Again, we would really appreciate we don't care about if you follow us, go subscribe to the podcast.
Yes, please.
That's what we want. We really just want to, if you liked this, share it with a friend. That's what we would ask of you. If you do want to follow us on Instagram, mine is Katrina For Real, 1R, and that's pretty much on every platform. And you can follow Gigi at
GirlGangs7733.
Perfect, guys. All right, we will be back next week. Thanks so much.
Bye.